This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
307 DGS. I really like Kiss, but they're kind of embarrassing to be a fan of. Like, they're just so stupid. And did you hear the latest? Who's my boy, the bass player?
Oh, Gene Simmons.
Yeah, totally brain farted. Did you hear his latest way to make money?
No.
You can be his roadie for the day. You get to work for him and have lunch with him, but you have to pay him $12,000 to be a roadie for a day.
Okay.
That's like something Craig Gass would do as a
That would be so good. And if he talked to Gene as if he were Gene all day.
Yeah, we should pay for him to do it. Doing the makeup.
God, that would be great.
So I want you to do Stairway to Kevin, but I want you to tell everyone about the gnomes first.
All right. Wait. So,
by the way, Kevin's very upset about this.
Well, I'm upset about this that, like, we're losing our minds. Like, we believe in all these fantastical, weird things because we see them on the TikTok or we see them on Twitter. But yeah, there was a report out of Utah that some lady said she saw a gnome in her backyard pushing a tiny little wheelbarrow.
Aww.
Which she called a wheelbarrow, by the way, which stop it.
Sure.
Stop it.
I feel like that's what I unintentionally call it a lot.
Stop it then.
Oh, I was out of law school before I realized it wasn't wheelbarrow.
But there's like all of these people like, did you see the video of a real gnome in real life? Like, it's AI, man. Everything is fake. It's not hard to fake videos like this.
I want to see him.
And there's like, there are no gnomes.
There could be gnomes.
But like last week we had the story like mermaids are real and the elite are eating them. Like what?
Yes.
What? Why are we?
Yes, we had that story.
Yeah.
We had that true story.
Mermaids are real. Gnomes are real. I don't know what you're mad
about. I guess
about.
It is. Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. You're going to tell me leprechauns aren't real?
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, I'm real, so.
Gnomes are a subset of leprechauns, and they love their wheelbarrows.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're
saying
that.
And you have to leave. Apparently, they're like, if you leave them gifts, they'll leave you alone because what they're really there to do is take your children.
The gnomes?
Yeah, the gnomes.
I don't know about all that,
so
but
if you leave them like 5 pennies, they'll leave you alone. Like,
can you pick which children?
Like,
there was a Goosebumps book called Revenge of the Lawn Gnomes that I read when I was probably 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
Too scary, man.
Classic.
So
still a little scared of them, guys.
I would, you know what? My life would be 75% better if I had a gnome in my backyard with a tiny wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
As long as we're cool with each other.
And then
just give them a nickel.
There's this lady that's apparently popular on social media who talks to the aliens.
Yes.
Telepathically, and told everybody last week that this past weekend the aliens were going to make themselves known to us, and their motherships were going to appear in public and be undeniable. And when it didn't happen, there's a video going, well, then, I just talked to him again, and the plans changed. Like, what? But yeah, people
plans change.
Why do people fall for all of this and the flat earth? Like, what? Are we that desperate for something interesting that we just believe stupid crap?
I think so.
When have you ever made plans 2 weeks out that didn't change at all before you did them? Well, I mean, I find it believable.
It is a galactic federation, right? And yes, they have all these people. They have to have a say.
Yeah. Zeptar 7 was on the crapper.
And she's like, they apologized to me and said, we did have the plan, but it changed.
They said, hang on, there's new tariffs on Zeptar 7.
Well, funny, just how every time, like, there's a doomsday coming. Oh, sorry, we were wrong. It changed. Now it's this day.
In other conspiracy news, did you see that the Trump administration is supposed to release 80,000 pages of the JFK files?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it all of it? Is it unredacted? Is it?
He says it's all of it, and he says it's unredacted.
We'll find out, I guess, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the odds are that it's exactly what?
95%.
What we think.
Oh, it's
like what they say it is. It's 99%. It was a shooter who was, you know, acting mostly alone, and then Jack Ruby killed him over debts. And
After all this time, the government has figured out how to hide things from us effectively. And so I don't think that there's any universe where if they don't want to, they being the Illuminati or whoever it is, the
power brokers,
that if they don't want something out, it doesn't come out.
Thank you. Like, you're saying these are all of them. How does anybody know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does anybody know if the shadow government exists and if there are all these deep state power brokers, you think they're just going to be like, here's the stuff that convicts us.
Yes, darn it.
Dang it, you asked and we had to do
it. If you did all this, why are you leaving?
He said, please.
Why are you leaving 60 years later an enormous paper trail that leads right back to you?
Yeah, you finally got us.
It's the same thing with all of these clues. With all of the releases of all of these things, even the Epstein stuff. Like, even if they were to say, this is all of it, how do you know? Mm-hmm. How do you know? You don't know. Nobody knows. And they could just give you what they want you to think, whatever it is. And I don't mean anybody nefarious. I just mean the people releasing the documents. If the people have that kind of power to get away with things for that long, they're not just going to cede that power to be like, oh, you got us. Like, if that exists, if people believe that exists, then you just have to accept you're not going to know. You are never going to know any of those things.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the gnomes, you know, if they don't want us to see them. Mm-hmm.
That's how Andrew feels about the vampires, apparently.
Yeah, they're there. They just don't want to be seen.
Jeez.
What about a vampire in your backyard with a tiny wheelbarrow?
That would be a little bit more disconcerting.
Full-size guy, but with
it depends. Like, you know, these gnomes are the size of a football. Just kick them.
That'd be fun.
They're scarier than you think. You get a group of them together, it's like, whoa.
That's how they, if I recall correctly, that's how you deal with them in Harry Potter. You just kick them.
Oh, speaking of all over the damn place. Alien conspiracies and, you know, not seeing the aliens this weekend, do you know what movie I watched for the first time this weekend?
What'd you watch?
Contact.
Oh, I like that one.
Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That's
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey has a huge forehead in that.
He does, and he was actually good as kind of a,
yeah,
you know, like a different character than he normally is.
Yeah.
It's not, that's not normal
drawl
for him. Yeah. But like that one's a great alien movie, but it's not about like seeing aliens. You know what I mean? Like, it's just it's a different type of story.
I was like, this could have totally happened.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a good one. I have to watch that again sometime.
Give another Stairway.
All right, so it's loosely related to it, and it's not really directly, but it's loosely related to the there's always more to the story kind of theme, like the conspiracy theme. Because I hear a lot of ads, largely on satellite radio, but I see it on Twitter all the time too. And this is why I put it on the rundown. Whether or not you guys have a go bag. Do you have a go bag, a bug out bag? Like, it's got first aid kit and maybe some snacks, like food, like, you know, protein bars or whatever. Because apparently, I don't find this to be a crazy thing if you live in a place where you might have to leave your house, like flooding, or you're in a hurricane zone or whatever, right? I don't know that it's crazy, but I keep hearing a lot about you know, when everything breaks down, if you don't have food, you're dead. And I'm like, what are we talking? I mean, how often are we going to keep playing this card, this fear card? Like, when society collapses, you won't be able to go to the store here, buy our survival food. Like, what do you think people, like, why do people think that things are on the edge all the time?
I think because they tell us that they are.
Yeah.
Is it any worse now than it was 20 years ago? Any more likely that society is going to collapse? Not just that terrible things are going to happen. And again, that's why I say there's a difference. If you have like a go bag, or if you have some preparations made where I live in an area where there are wildfires and I might have to get out of my house really fast, and here's some critical things I might need if I do that. Like, that's totally sensible. But that's all very situation dependent. Like, I don't think we live, like where I live, I don't need a bug out bag. There's nothing I'm going to have to run from my house from that will be known. Like, the biggest threat to my house, probably a tornado, but I'm not going to know that's going to hit.
Yeah, when I was on 97.1, we had several clients who were selling those kind of things. And it was typically like martial law. It wasn't so much about there's a bad storm.
Right.
It was like, here's 2 years of rations when martial law is enacted.
But if there's martial law, they're not going to let you buy food?
I mean, in that case, a lot of people aren't going to want to leave their house, period. They're going to want to hunker down.
I'm fascinated by this, because I could, again, like 200 years ago, that would be a much more valid concern, right? There could be a time where there's a famine, a war, where you're stuck and you better be prepared. And I'm not saying it can't happen. Obviously, anything can happen anywhere. But what are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
What are your odds that you're going to be in a situation where you need food for a year?
Those ads work on me.
They work on me, too.
I've never done it, but every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, you're not taking care of your family.
One of my huge fears is the power grid going down, and like, you can't use your car, and you're like, if the power grid goes down while I'm at work, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm just going to walk the 3 hours it would take to get to my apartment and hope that no one like accosts me on the way there. Like, I get what you're saying, Wheels, but like, I am definitely prone to that kind of, when they set you up for the fear mongering, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I should buy a couple of cases of chili or something and keep it down in the basement and some bottled water. Like, doesn't seem like a horrible idea.
It would be worth having a societal meltdown just to know that she's eating nothing but chili for 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, like, to the point, and again, I've seen,
I should have packed something else.
I've seen we make TV shows about this, right? There are shows about preppers, which, again, depending on your circumstance, can be more understandable. If you live in the country and you're not near anything, I can understand being like, we need extras just in case. Like, it's not one blanket thing. It just feels like it's like there's a push to make sure that we're always worried about something.
Mm-hmm.
When anything we would be worried about is completely unpredictable. Otherwise, if it was predictable, we could prevent it. Or it's just not going to happen. And even if it does... Do you really think that you like having food supplies in your basement's going to keep you safe?
Well, now I don't know what to do. Lose all hope, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, like, again,
as an example,
like before COVID, there was some word out before the shutdown going, you know, you guys, it might be smart if you went out and bought some food that could last you for a week or two.
And I did that.
Right. And we did too. And that's, again, there's a specific thing that we need to be prepared for. If you're in a hurricane zone and you can hear the hurricanes coming, or you've seen it, and you need to make, again, totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely makes sense. But like, this general state of fear can't be good.
It's different having kids, because even though both my kids are grown, I still feel a responsibility for them, duh. But if I didn't have kids and I'm wrong about religion and the tribulation period comes and all the baristas are now spiders, just bite my head off. I have no need to make it through the 7 years of the tribulation period. It's gonna suck.
Seems like the stream is more on me and Dave's side as far as feeling insecure about like the grid and supply chains and things. Eric and JR and Brian are all pointing out, like,
it's going to be like that Twilight Zone. Wheeler's going to be knocking on the door of our bunker.
It's always this. The answer is always, well, what if it happens? Well, what if it happens? Well, what if it happens? Well, yeah, what if a lot of things happen?
Exactly.
I mean, again, everybody feels like, well, I've got my stuff and nobody's taking it from me. Why? What makes you special? I mean, unless you're an Army Ranger or Delta Force. What makes you think people aren't just going to come take your crap from you?
We continued. We always continue our conversations on the break.
That's my fault.
And I was saying to these guys, again, take kids out of it, you know, having to help your kids survive. But if it was just me and the zombie apocalypse really happens, I'm making out with the first zombie lady I see.
Dave's like,
bite my tongue off, turn me, let me be all brainstem. Like, just living. Oh, I get to live another 7 years running from zombies every day and living off of cockroaches. Like, I'm good.
You know what you're saying.
Right?
Yeah.
Had a good long run.
Yeah.
It ended with a zombie apocalypse. Okay.
I have that. It's funny because I'm making all these jokes about it, but I think if in that moment faced with it, I'd probably want to fight.
Well, of course you would.
I know. I'm going out fighting, that's for sure. I mean, if I'm going out, we're going out with whatever we can take with
us.
That
would be one of the worst case scenarios for me, is to look out my front picture window and see zombie Wheeler in my front yard.
Oh, my God.
You're like,
dude,
well, I'm screwed.
You want no part of that.
But what if, like, everyone else is, all your friends are zombies at this point?
Right.
Are you getting FOMO at that point? Like, I'm the only one still human?
We're out
you guys
there,
are, like undead, like, and you get to all hang out.
David. We're all outside, David.
David. David.
Join us.
Would you be tempted? If all your friends were outside.
Yeah, I mean,
if all your kids, if all your friends were going to jump off the bridge, would you? Maybe.
I would be tired of my survival rations on the second day. Yeah. This sucks.
You don't even do leftovers.
Right?
I know,
how are you
going to
do that?
Dave's out.
I can't DoorDash anymore.
You know, they have fresh humans at the zombie camp.
Where's Dave? You mean zombie Dave? He wasn't a zombie last night. Oh, he a zombie. Welcome back, guys.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As DG Asim KMOX, Allison asks us, can't find you guys on 98.7 anymore. Are you just on AM or is it just me? A lot of this going around, Allison. We just had a text from our buddy Jimmy Griffin looking for us. It's all going to change next Monday. Until Monday, we're on 1120 AM. We're on 102.5 HD KZK, the HD channel. We're on the Odyssey app. We're on streaming on Facebook and YouTube. But then on Monday, we will flip a switch. We'll be on 104.1 FM. That'll be our primary home for the future. So there you go. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. I'm confused.
Yeah, it's confusing.
It is. Yeah. But it'll be all better on Monday.
It will.
Also, hey, new record today.
Wow.
83 degrees. The old record, 82 from 2012.
Damn.
There you go.
I know, Dave, that we just did your spring forecast, but do these warm spring numbers say much to you about the summer, or are they kind of unrelated?
The only thing that concerns me about it a little bit is that the records that we have been breaking lately have been from 2012. 2012 was a beast of a summer in St. Louis. That's all I'm going to say. I don't have any trends or anything else to talk to you about. I haven't even started that yet.
Okay. How are we looking for the rest of the week? A little rain tomorrow?
A little bit. Not a lot, just a little bit. But the big deal tomorrow is wind. I know it's windy today. We've had some wind gusts pushing 38, 39 miles per hour. That could seem light tomorrow. We have a wind advisory in effect from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. Mix, kind of a changeable sky. Mix clouds and sunshine Wednesday. Couple of showers. Could be a rumble of thunder, a flash of lightning. This is not a severe weather event. This is a wind situation. Wind gusts could be pushing 50 miles per hour at times, really any time on Wednesday in that 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So some power outages, again, possible. Some tough driving on the highways. Some trees coming down. 74 for the high. Wednesday night, a cold front comes by, showers, mixing with some wet snow after midnight. 35, it stays windy. Could be a dusting of snow on the grassy surfaces. Thursday, spring officially begins. 4:01 in the morning on Thursday. Sunny skies, windy. Not as windy as Wednesday is going to be, but windy and colder. 51 degrees, 37 Thursday night. Friday, partly sunny, 64. Looks like some rain trying to come in here on Sunday, as far as the weekend is concerned. So really, really, really windy. Did I say windy tomorrow?
You did.
Okay. You know, not just, windy tomorrow.
Not just because we had the storms over the weekend, but it seems, because now I have my wind anxiety, so it could just be me, but it seems like it's been much windier this winter and spring.
It has. I don't know if it's been more windy, but it has been windy.
Yeah. Fair enough. We'll settle there. Dave, okay. Are you a prepper at all?
No, not by the definition. But I have some stockpiles of stuff.
Mostly gold?
You know, mainly. Well, besides that. You know, ammo. You know, that kind of stuff.
Golden ammo.
Dave's like, I'm on the roof. Here
golden
we go.
No, but you know, like water. I have a pretty good supply of water. I typically have about 20 to 30 gallons of water on hand. Right now I've got about 15. I don't store it per se. I go through it. I've got, you know, I buy in bulk in some items. Not that that's going to save me in a catastrophic zombie type situation, mm-hmm. but I can at least offer the zombies water.
Are you a generator guy?
I was a generator guy. Now I'm a solar panel guy.
There you go.
Okay.
But see, again, you live in an earthquake zone, which makes, to me, makes that stuff make a lot more sense, because it is more likely for you than for us to have something go problematic for 2 or 3 weeks or whatever.
Right, right. And it's always, you know, I mean, if I have a cloudy day, we have a cloudy day. I still generate solar power even on a cloudy day. But I can get through, I can easily get through a night with the panels and the battery. and then I'm recharging the next day.
Steve had a good line. He says, you know that zombies eat brains right now. They would starve, so I think we're all safe.
And they wouldn't get very far, would they?
Yeah.
No, but I could offer them water.
Yeah, no, they would pass me up for sure.
Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So U.S. astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are finally headed back to Earth after 9 months stranded in space. They departed from the ISS above the SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule named Freedom on Tuesday morning, and they are traveling home alongside American Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexander Gorbov, who just recently arrived at the ISS. Mm. They should be splashing down. I think Amy told us they're on 447 today.
Isn't it weird? I'm so weird. There are times I think, right now, Paul McCartney is alive somewhere doing something at the same time I am.
Yeah.
And by the same token, I'm thinking, right now, there are people in a spacecraft heading down to the Earth. That's just bizarre.
And they've been stranded up there for 9 months, and they're finally getting to come home. It's just such a crazy story.
They're such professionals, and they say all the right things. I truly believe they believe them. To be an astronaut is one of those most amazing things, and the commitment you have to make. Because, you know, you get on that launch pad, not only might you be gone for 9 months, you might not make it off the launch pad.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But just imagine, you know, these two have families and kids and grandkids, and like, that'd be tough. 9 months.
Ed Sheeran visited a Boston pub on St. Patrick's Day. The packed house enjoyed Sheeran playing some of his greatest hits with fans singing along. The impromptu concert was a special treat for the fans, as he currently has no American tour dates scheduled.
He's been doing that a lot. A lot of just like pop-up stuff.
He is such a huge artist. I honestly am struggling to think of one of his songs. Yeah, he's not really for me.
Not my wheelhouse.
I was just trying to do that too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, we're going to another bar.
back to space. Bezos is sending up his wife and a couple of her girlfriends coming up here soon, and Bill Shatner has gone and things like that. Am I completely wrong to feel like that sort of disrespects space? We're sending up Katy Perry, for the love of God.
It is a little silly, but also they're just popping up there for a couple minutes. It's not like she's going to the ISS.
Yeah, they just barely get into space, I think. Just barely, if that.
Yeah, I don't think space cares, but it might be a little disrespectful to like the rest of humans. Like, we're going to spend all this money just to do this for a couple seconds, because we can. And all you suckers just deal with whatever.
Just sort of, like, taints it for me somehow.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. According to a new poll, Americans are sharply divided on diversity, equity, and inclusion. I probably could have told you that. Opinions are split along political lines. 49% of registered voters believe DEI efforts should be terminated due to creating workplace divisions, but 48% argue they should be preserved for promoting diversity and inclusivity. The survey also highlighted differing views on political correctness and prejudice, with Republicans leaning towards the former and Democrats toward the latter. Independents showed a more balanced perspective on these issues. Again, this survey is just a big duh to me. Like, obviously, it's a very divisive issue. It is about 50-50. Independents are probably going to have a little bit more nuanced views than highly partisan people. Just interesting stuff.
Here's the thing. DEI will be back because the Democrats will be back. You think that Republicans are going to run the table for the next 80 years? It's not going to happen. And so when the Democrats are back in office, it'll come back.
Did the Democrats mandate that you had to have DEI, or was that something that a lot of... Because I just read an article in Wall Street Journal this morning about Morgan Stanley, how they voluntarily did all these DEI programs, and now they're rolling it back, and they did kind of a terrible job at these DEI programs while they were doing it. Do you think most of these companies felt like they had... I feel like they were all just kind of jumping on the bandwagon and thinking, oh, this is the future.
It's a fair question I don't know the answer to. I believe the law changed... that there was a law that, like, for colleges, they changed the law.
Yes.
And so now there's no affirmative action. And so whoever's got the highest scores, regardless of what race or creed or religion you are, you're the ones who get in. And it's affecting lots of different groups, affecting a lot of Caucasians. But I think that a lot of companies did DEI voluntarily.
Mm-hmm.
So
Harvard tuition for families making up to $200,000 will now be $0. Yeah. This is pretty cool. The Ivy League announced Monday it's slashing the cost of tuition, housing, and meals to as little as $0 for many students. If your family makes $100,000 or less, there's no charge for tuition, room, or board. That's currently you would pay about $85,000 for that. And if your family makes less than $200,000, there's no charge for tuition. You could even have your living expenses covered.
I see nothing wrong with it. I wonder how many kids come from families who make less than $200,000. I think that we've had this problem for a very long time now, and I'm now part of the problem, paying an exorbitant amount for Phoebe to go to KU. Like WashU, I think their endowment's like $2 billion. So they could, you know, basically give scholarships to every kid for the next 30 years and... But they don't. You know, they just keep throwing money on the pile. But I don't know. It's one of those problems that I don't have the solution for, but I can definitely recognize the problem.
Harvard's endowment is $53 billion.
Jeez.
Pretty crazy. Crazy to
I would have gone higher on that, actually.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's crazy numbers.
What are you going to do with all that? You could build like 20 football stadiums, like to NFL
that's
stadiums with that. Well, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. I just want to put that into perspective.
That
like, that's
money,
how much money that is.
Valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And one more story here. A record number of Americans are working two jobs. This is according to new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. At least 5% of the American workforce has a second job. This is a new record as we try to fight tough economic conditions. That's 8.9 million Americans. That's in the highest rate since the Great Recession in April of 2009.
That's rough. We have debated whether a minimum wage should be a living wage, meaning that you can raise a family of four and have a car and a house and all this kind of stuff. I will say that I think that America is the kind of place that you should be able to make a living with one job.
Well, I mean, we used Dave, you talked about how much this is how my family went for a long time, although it started to change when I was a kid. But in the time that your parents are raising kids, it was okay to have not just one job per household.
Yeah.
Not one job mm-hmm. per person.
Yeah. Yeah.
One job per household could pay for the house, whatever cars you needed, food, bills, and it was plenty. And you were getting a pension on top of that. Yeah. So your retirement was being covered.
Yeah, like my dad was a union carpenter, hard hat Joe. My mom didn't work outside the house. She stayed at home, took great care of me, chocolate chip cookies every day, laundry always done, beds made. It was just, you know, trains ran on time. And we had new cars. We had a modest home, but, you know, it was paid for. We were fine. And they still, it got eaten up with my dad's nursing home, but they managed to
right.
save like $300,000, yeah. which for that era, only making $25,000 a year was pretty impressive. It made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, you got a lot of people that want to go back to, quote, the good old days. But that's what the good old days were. The good old days were one job per household paid for everything, including college.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Welcome back, DGS. Chip says, listener from the old 97.1 Legal Advice, Dave. First time joining the live feed. Think I may have to go back to podcasting. Dave is making me dizzy moving so much.
He does like to rock back and forth.
I do move.
The name on the shirt, Rolling Stone, is not just a band.
Yeah, I apologize.
Dave is the Rolling Stone.
I know that like there's nothing you can't fix, but it's all about like what you're willing to do.
Yeah.
Whatever it would take to fix my stimming and my rocking and my hand wringing, I'm not willing to do it.
Well, what harm is it doing?
Yeah, it's making Chip sick.
Yeah.
Eh, Chip's
take
fine.
Some Dramamine, Chip. You're fine.
I've been Chip sick before.
I want to ask you a couple sports questions, but we only have like a minute left.
Better answer fast, I guess.
Okay. West Virginia.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Yes.
West Virginia is threatening to literally sue the NCAA.
Yes. Stupidest thing ever. Governor and the Attorney General of West Virginia want to sue the NCAA because they chose North Carolina instead of... Now, there's a bunch of people with real questions about this. I mean, North Carolina got in. Most people felt they shouldn't have. But their guy is the head of the board, the head of the committee. And he's like, I left the room when they were making that call. Because it still wouldn't matter, right, that you're in the room. But that's not about that. That's simply because it's North Carolina. It's a brand.
Second thing, you have 15 seconds. Dave's opinion, McGreevy should be starting over Michaelis.
And Matt's. Yeah.
Nice. Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.